Guys, well, welcome to Sanctuary's first online service. And since we've all been sheltered in our respective homes, the only member of my worship team with me today, I have Bo, and he normally plays drums at church, but we switched him around, and I'm going to play guitar, and maybe next week I'll get my keyboard over here. But after worship, I just want to remind you that you need to stay tuned, because Pastor Kurt will be bringing the message in a different link, so don't go away after we do worship, okay? All right, here we go.
The greatest day in history, death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Oh, happy day, you have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, forever I am changed. I'll never be the same. Realize meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Wash my sins away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, you have washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, forever I am changed.
We're going to be singing Mighty to Save.
Everyone needs compassion, kindness of a Savior. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Mighty to save, he is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. As you find me, all my fears and failures, and fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory. Shine light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Oh,
some of you have been grasped by fear this week about the news and social media and the news and press releases about this virus that's going around. And yeah, we have to be smart, and we all are sheltered in our homes. We're playing it safe in terms of trying to do what's right. And that's exposing or being exposed to the virus. But I just want you to be sure in your foundation. Your foundation is in Jesus. And He gives us our strength. He is our hope. And Kathy and I have been every day putting a different word out on our mailbox. Yesterday it was stay strong. And just this morning we put the word perseverance on it. And we want you to persevere. We want you to get through. We want to encourage you. So reach out to each other via either texting or social media or calling or writing a real letter and sending it to your friends and loved ones to tell them how much you appreciate them. We're going to do Break Every Chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break
power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, 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 break every chain. All sufficient sacrifice, so freely given at a price, but our redemption heaven's gates swing wide. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain, 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 break every chain. We sing the name Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Sing with me at home. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We call on you. Call upon your name, Jesus, Jesus. We ask for your peace and mercy and comfort to cover us. Your peace and mercy and joy, your grace to cover us. Jesus, Jesus.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you were joining us earlier for our time of worship with Pastor Brian and Bo. In this little changeover, I hope you took the time to greet each other. Just say hello to your family members as you sat together. We're going to start this morning with just a word of prayer. Father, we come before you this morning Lord, and we rejoice in the fact that we can come to you as your children and seek you no matter where we're at, Father God. Lord, I thank you that though we may be apart physically, we can be together spiritually. And Lord, I even thank you for this gift called Facebook, where we can be live and streaming and together in that sense. Father, I thank you for your hedge of protection about us today and keeping us safe. I pray, Lord, this morning that as we talk together and share your word together, that you would be glorified. Lord, that we would be lifted up and strengthened by your words, Father God, and that all that you desire would be said this morning. Lord, I pray for many needs out there, that you would touch hearts and lives and fill people today with strength and wisdom, healing and wholeness. Father, we give it all to you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. I did choose to stand this morning because those of you that are familiar with Sanctuary Church know that I tend to wander while I'm talking. So I did choose to stand today. Hopefully I won't wander off screen this morning. I did want to start this morning just kind of sharing with you some of the emails that we have sent out as a church and where we stand on things this morning. So I'm going to read at least part of an email together with you this morning. I sent this out earlier this week. It said, today marks a new chapter, not just in the history of this church, but in many ways it marks a new chapter on the path of our futures as believers in Jesus Christ. By now we are all very aware of the coronavirus pandemic that has rocked our world, and the rapidly changing directives to contain or limit the spread of the virus. As part of the social separation protocol that has been put in place by the CDC and our national government, we have made the difficult choice to worship exclusively online for the next few weeks. This is not a decision that was made quickly or easily. In fact, it pains me that our spiritual family has been separated at this time. Last Sunday, it was said that we should not allow fear to rule our lives and that we were planning on continuing to gather together for worship. Well, the fear part is unchanged. We should never allow fear to drive any of our decisions. But we do have to ask for and seek wisdom in these unprecedented times, especially like what we're experiencing now. There are so many unknown issues involved in this outbreak. We simply cannot risk causing greater harm than good to each other. Please be with us as we rearrange some of our calendar of events, given all this that's going on. We are going to try to reschedule as much as possible over the upcoming weeks. Today, we gather together in our living rooms, but we can still have a sense of unity between us as we worship together and listen to the message together. A great many things can take us away or keep us away from God in life if we allow them to. Don't let this pandemic be another excuse for robbing God of his worship. Gather together as a family, turn up the volume, and listen to your laptop. Click on the links. Do whatever you need to do to be a part of the virtual worship over the next few weeks. There are a couple other things that I would ask of you over these next few weeks. Please pray. Pray for our nation and for all of our leaders, both local and federal leaders. You know, complaining about them and their decisions really isn't going to help anything. We need to pray that God, our big God, would shower them with wisdom and the ability to make incredibly wise decisions. Pray for each other. Go down your church phone list and just each day take time for praying for different members of our church body. pray for Pastor Brian and I and the elders as we navigate through everything that lies ahead of us over these next several weeks. Lastly, and I know this is a little strange, but please remember to tithe. That's not something we talk about very often. God has truly blessed us in that sense, but it's not hard for us to forget about tithes and offerings when we're not together to hand them in. So please, it's not meant to be pressured, but I ask you to think about that over the next few weeks. You may have to mail them in. We are working on some electronic giving options, but please don't forget that part of it. Just exactly what lies ahead of us is yet to be seen, which is interesting, because just a couple of months ago, actually just a month ago, a little over a month ago, we read a ministry report at our annual business meeting where I had said this: God still has more in store for this body. It may look different than it has ever looked in the past, but that's okay. As we remain grounded in the truth and in obedience, we can be assured that God will lead us exactly as He desires. Little did any of us know the truth in that statement written just a few weeks ago. After you received the email that I just read a part of to you, you got another email that said we were going to do a drive-in church this morning, and we got everything together and ready for that event to take place this morning. See, even as the decision was made to close our doors, we didn't stop praying and asking God to give us direction, and we continued to look for some other options that we could be together. Unfortunately, then Friday came, and Governor Pritzker ordered the lockdown, the stay-at-home directive, which went into effect yesterday. So we had to cancel that drive-in section and go back to the live stream that's before you today and will be for the next couple of weeks now because of that stay-at-home order. There's no question this morning that church looks a little different than it has in the past. But we can still worship together. We can still listen together. And truthfully, church has never been a building. It's been us, the people. We can still go out and be the people we are supposed to be. It is definitely important that each of you pray for us through this entire endeavor. Honestly, it's no secret that I'm not a very creative person or much of an outside-of-the-box thinker. But God has put a group of us together, and others are, and we continue to adapt to this ever-changing environment that we are in. That's why we went from online to drive-in to back to online, as we adapt to what's happening as it unfolds. This week has been a scramble in many other ways, not just for our church, but for almost every church in existence as we look at the unfolding news. Earlier this week, I was able to listen to a podcast from our Illinois District Assembly of God leaders where they tossed out ideas for other churches and how to do church together during this time, including churches helping churches in areas where they lack. See, some churches don't have the equipment or the people or the resources for situations like this, and if they close their doors, it may be permanently. And that reminded me of just how blessed we are as a body, blessed that we can do church in this avenue and still be who God has called us to be. That being said, I do want to take just a second this morning, and I want to thank Pastor Brian and Kathy. I want to thank our elders and my wife for their continuous prayer and support as we work through all these details of this evolving situation. Honestly, there have been and still are moments of frustration as well as anxiety, and yet other moments of peace and rest through all of this. All of those feelings and emotions are swirling around while we try to justify and discern just how to move forward and be that church God has called us to be. In the midst of all that, I wrestled with what to talk about this morning. Should we preach about fear? Should we talk about wisdom? Should our message shift to the second coming of Christ, which now some think is scheduled for 2020? Each of those ideas on their own are an appropriate topic at this moment in this current situation. But then my thoughts would shift back to, do I simply move on with our series about messianic prophecies? And do I not even comment or talk about the coronavirus or the panic that the enemy has so masterfully distributed around the world at this time? Then God interrupted all of those thoughts and said, look. Look at the word that is before you. Look at it. Read it. Know that I am with you, and know that I am in control. Not only control of times and events, but even things as simple as what to say on a Sunday morning when everything is different than it ever has been before. See, only God can take things from days, weeks, or centuries ago and fit them together so perfectly for the here and now. We might be living in some uncertain times. We might be scrambling to figure out what to do next, but God is not. He knows the beginning from the end. He holds the whole world truly in the palm of His hand. His word is filled with encouragement for each and every one of us to draw from. That word has existed, and that encouragement has been there long ago when it was first written to this very hour today. It tells us that God calls us, God leads us, God speaks to us in a way that is eternally relevant to us. Let me give you an example. The prophet Isaiah was directed by God to write some words in about 700 BC. And these words apply to us very clearly today. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you and with my righteous right hand. Then there's some other words. Words that were at least partly responsible for inspiring the hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. From there, we can even flip over to the New Testament, and we get these words of exhortation from Paul to the Philippians. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. As I continued reading through the word and the scriptures that God was pointing out to me, He did something that God can only do. In true Holy Spirit fashion, He honestly even wove our series about messianic prophecies into a relevant point for today and today's situation. If we look again at the Old Testament, we read this in Zechariah chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming, and I will live among you, declares the Lord. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. That prompted me to read Ezekiel 37:27. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. From a purely prophetic standpoint, we can quickly point to the Messiah New Testament fulfillment in scriptures like John 1:4, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Or 2 Corinthians 6:16. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God had said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Words written years before Jesus' birth foretold his dwelling among man. At the very least, those words should encourage us today. God said he would be with us, and he was. Those words came to pass. But God did not stop there. See, he knows the difficulty we have trusting and obeying him at times. He knows the difficulty we have pressing on sometimes in life. He knows the doubt that creeps in when things go terribly wrong around us. So in his divine wisdom, he gave us another promise. John chapter 14, starting at verse 15. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Skip down to verse 25. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The Old Testament told us the Messiah would dwell with us. The New Testament tells us that even after he ascended, another would come. And according to Acts chapter 2, that promised counselor came at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was poured out on all man. Acts 2, starting at verse 2. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. We need to understand something this morning. That was not a one-time event. Only for those gathered in that upper room. The Holy Spirit has been poured out on all who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and he fills them today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting at verse 16. Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. Not only did God dwell among us as the Son of God in the person of Jesus, but he continues to dwell not just among us, but within us as the great counselor, the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity. The prophecies and the promises of the Word of God are fulfilled over and over again as proof to us. There is no reason for us to doubt or to live in fear because of the conditions of our world today. We know that God is with us through all of this. A week or so ago, I spoke to you about some different names of God which are recorded throughout Scripture. One of those names speaks directly to us at this time in history. That name is Jehovah Shammah. Among all the panic and fear that is running rampant today, among all the uncertainty that is surrounding us today, we can take great comfort in knowing our Jehovah Shammah, a name which means the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Our God, the Creator of all things, is among us today. He dwells with us. He dwells within us. Even now, at this moment, while we're sitting in our own living rooms, He is here among us. He is our comforter and our strength at all times. Not just times of sickness and sorrow, but at all times. He doesn't have to be searched for. He doesn't have to be chased after. He is there, right in the middle of our heart, right in the thick of our world, right in the middle of all of our circumstances, He is there. 2,500 plus years ago, God inspired men to write text. And He said that He would be our God and He would be with us. And He is today. And when that was written so long ago, He had today in mind. He already knew that we would be home in our living rooms sharing the gospel in this venue when He wrote that. 2,000 plus years ago, when Jesus said that the Comforter would come, He knew that we would desperately need that Comforter today, in our world, in our society, amidst the circumstances. He knew today we would need that Comforter. Right in the middle of this pandemic, when fear is escalated and concerns run deep, every one of us that knows Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior have an incredible hope that does not fade. A hope that is not weak. A hope that does not lose. And a hope that will never leave us or forsake us. He is a hope that fulfills His promises over and over again. Whether that promise was spoken at the beginning of time or 2 seconds ago, Jehovah Shammah, our Comforter, is dwelling among us and will remain with us through all these unfamiliar events and any other ones that might lie ahead. We do not need to panic. We do not need to allow the chaos of this world to overtake us. We do not need to run in fear, because our God, the one true living God, He is with us. He dwells among us. He lives in us. We can call on Him our God, and he will hold us, his people, in his righteous right hand. Isaiah 41, verse 10, we read it earlier. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. While things in this world may be ever-changing and chaotic, while each day may bring a new surprise to us, as God's children, we can walk in peace, knowing that he is with us, that he dwells among us, and that he, Jehovah Shammah, is there with us through all of this. We can proceed forward without fear or worry, knowing that he is our God. Pray with me this morning. Father God, I thank you. In the midst of all these worldly, earthly circumstances, Father, I thank you that you are in control. You have never left the throne. You have never given up your reins. You never stop watching over us. Everything is still within your hands, your power, your might. Father God, I am so grateful this morning that you dwell among us, that you are here with us, that you are our encourager. God, I thank you that every single word that you have ever spoken has continuously come to pass for us to see and hear and know. God, the proof is overwhelming of who you are. Thank you, God, for protecting us in these days, weeks, and months to come. Thank you, God, for giving us the shelters and the protection that we have. Thank you, God, for keeping your hedge about us and holding us close. God, I thank you for all the positive that comes from this, the family time together, the intimacy we can develop once again in the family unit. God, I thank you for that. Lord, this morning we do pray for our leaders, state, local, and federal leaders, God. Give them wisdom. Give them discernment. Give them divine direction, Father God. Lord, that they would heed you and your word. Lord, that you would speak to them and give them every bit of guidance that they need. And Lord, I pray for our nation. As this continues to unfold and we try to understand what's happening, Lord, I pray that this nation would again get on its knees. Lord, that our trust and hope would be in you. God, indeed, that you would have mercy and forgive us our sins and bless this land once again. To you be all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless and have an awesome week in Jesus' name.